Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. That tune was by Freddie Mercury, Time Waits for No One, and we got a special part two of our show that we continued from last week. And that show, the show, Jess, is going to be one of my co-hosts, is Mark Anthony Real. And for anybody in the LGBT community, this is a show for you because there's hope. I appreciate that my co-host is candid about him being a homosexual, and last week's show was about how he was taken advantage of as a youth and put in a porno magazine. But, you know, we all do some crazy stuff. But, you know, tonight I want to focus on help. There's a lot of people out there who are, you know, afraid to come out, afraid what their parents might say, you know, afraid what their friends will think. You know, some people have even committed suicide because the stigma was too much for them to bear, when in reality, there's a lot of love out there for them, you know. So on that note, I'm going to say hi to Chris and Mark before we start the show. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi, there, global community, Cameroon, Africa.
That's right. Hi, everybody. The Republic of in
Congo.
Africa. Yeah, thank you. I'm having a hard time spitting it out. It's like my tongue got all twisted, like what am I supposed to say? Thank God for the backup plan, baby. So, Mark, I really got to commend you to, since we broadcast in 27 countries, that you're honest enough to share your truth. A lot of people don't want anybody to know that they are not heterosexual unless it's with their close personal group. But you know, some, you kick that door wide open, you say, damn, nope, that's what I am. Deal with it, son. I'm feeling that, darling. That's how you got to do it, you know, because if you act like you're scared and you act like somebody's going to put you down, they're going to always keep judging you. But if you act like, hey, you like me or you don't, keep it moving. You know, eventually they'll come around. That's how people are. It's official. You know, if you act like it's a problem, then it becomes a problem. If you act like you don't care,
yeah,
you don't care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It does get better. Believe me, it does.
It does, yeah.
And you know what, I was just mentioning Africa, there are so many places in Africa and around the world where they're executing gays, or, you know, they cannot, if they found out, they're criminalized and beaten
up. Yeah,
Africa is
one of those places. They don't play that. Yeah.
No.
Africa is one of those. Yeah.
We are so fortunate to live in a country where there's tolerance for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And but back when I was doing, when I was running away from home because my parents found out, you know, they didn't have resources for people, for gay runaways back then. You know, I ran right into the arms of a pornographer and a predator for a place to stay, and I could have been. It could have been a lot worse, you know.
Yeah.
And eventually though, I was able to go back home and finish school, and I was welcomed by my family, and they got used to the idea, and you know, although they weren't crazy about it, but they tolerated it, you know.
And you
as
know
long
what
as
it
I
is.
Didn't act.
You know what it is,
yeah.
Mark, and I want just to say this to all these people out there. They're in the closet hiding and afraid to come out. At the end of the day, I don't care what your dad, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, they might act like they are hitting you because the stigma that you have placed on the family and the neighbors might find out and da-da-da-da-da-da and think they didn't parent you right. But I know from having a gay brother that my mother, she used to call them happy people, you know, not gay. She's like, you and them happy people. And she would get so totally pissed off because she's a child of a preacher. Grandpa was a minister. My dad was a minister. And so she was more concerned about what they thought of her. Why is your child gay? But after she started missing her child and her child wouldn't come see her, she came around and said, you know, I love my child more than, you know, what they think, because of the stigma, I can't see my child. And you can't take that from a mother, say, I can't see my child. So eventually, don't think, because it seems crazy in the beginning, that it's going to be that way. It gets better, because my mother came around, she even embraced their partner, my brother's partner at the time. And we went over there and had dinner, you know, it all was good, because what she realized was that if she didn't embrace it, she was going to lose her child, and she wasn't ready to give up.
Right. That was so commendable of your mother. You know, people
yeah,
do come around eventually.
So I know Chris got a question for you, Mark.
Okay.
All right, Mark. This is my question, and you know, like I said, you don't have to answer it. This is just a question I came up with, and you don't have to name the publication. But do you know the magazine that you were doing without your consent? Is that magazine still printing?
Who wants to see your picture?
No, I don't want to see his picture.
Okay.
I hope it's.
I gotta take a picture of your phone and show it to me. I want to see.
I think I'm in a pretty good stance over that magazine never servicing again, but I don't know what's out there. And
yeah,
I remember he sent me Chris. His name was Chris too, by the way.
Uh-oh.
And
oh, wow.
He sent years later when I was on my own and had my own place and had a job. He sent me that picture. I mean that magazine. And I don't know what happened to it, but it was hot. It was called Hot Latin Boys.
Oh,
and goodness. I was the centerfold.
Maybe you can go to Google old copies of Hot Latin Boys, see if you can find something.
Yeah, I don't want to see
it. You know what? I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but it might be online. I don't know.
Exactly.
But I was a centerfold for that magazine. And every position.
Look at your timeline. When you were taking out Diana Ross, you were cutie on duty, baby. All that long.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
I mean, 17 years old and looking fly,
yeah, he's a minor. I would not want to see a picture of a naked minor, so that's not why I asked.
No, I know that.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
Don't be bashful, Chris. I mean, everybody wants to know. I know I want to know. That was a good question.
I know. I just wanted to get the facts out there. I don't want people saying I wanted to see it because he was a minor. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hadn't turned 18 yet, so I was still a minor. You're right.
Huh?
Huh?
Are you in any magazines yourself?
Oh no, not me.
Ooh.
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
Yeah, I was lucky. Yeah.
But you know. I'm sure all of us have had pictures of our naked pictures of us that we don't think are going anywhere, you know, especially when we went through our addiction, you know. I'm sure there's more out there that I don't know about.
Yeah.
But
okay. You're absolutely right. And
yeah.
Not me. I never took pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's
okay.
Good.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Good.
I know there are some places that you can go to that are for the youth that's coming out. And, you know, it's not just young people. It's sometimes it's people who have raised families and got children, and they just realize after maybe a parent passed away that they don't have to worry about what somebody thinks, and they decide to come out because who are you going to tell? The person that means the most to them is gone, so who are you going to tell? So where are some
right.
places they can go?
People don't just come out when they're young. They come out at all stages of life. So,
exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? The great news is if you go online and type in LGBT gay youth help, there is a lot of organizations out there that will help you, give you a place to stay or
mm-hmm.
talk you out of suicide. Or, you know, counseling. It wasn't like that back in the day. I didn't know where to turn or who to talk to. There was no gay center like we have now here in San Diego. There's no place to go.
Yeah,
there's
gay centers everywhere. It's nice. And in every city, there's a gay center.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. And what's the name of those centers so people can find them that's looking?
Well, they're all online. I'm not in front of my computer right now, but like I said, if they type in gay youth help, they could find help. Help is available. There's one organization I heard about that Cindy Lauper runs. and she's donated a lot, you know, the singer, Cyndi Lauper, the performer.
Yep. Uh-huh.
She has, I forgot the name of it, but she invested millions of dollars to this organization to help gay and lesbian and transgender youth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, online, I'm looking, and it says there are a whole bunch of national organizations, and all they have to do is put in LGBT youth resources, and they all pop up, you know, and it just seems like there are places all over, like Chris said, you know. So don't be ashamed. But what's your take on the Kardashian guy, Caitlyn Jenner? What do you think about him? Because I have no problem that he wants to be a woman now. But damn, he's an ugly-ass woman.
Yeah, it's he didn't write that at her.
My hat's off to her for doing what he thought, what he needed to do. And I don't judge him, you know. I could not watch him, though. I could not watch his reality series, though. So I don't know why.
I can't understand why his daughter, Caitlyn Jenner, she's a billionaire, first young billionaire, got a makeup line, you know, and even him got a makeup line. Why they not hooking his ass up? Because when I see Caitlyn Jenner, I see a him. I don't have no problem with them going to live as a woman. But go to the hotel, y'all. Don't be sitting there having a hose down there. Go ahead and get, you know, your whatever you need. Do it all the way, because maybe if you do it all the way, it, you know, you'll probably start doing better. Because it's just like a person to me that's just in drag, you know?
Yeah, he does kind of look that way. But believe me, he's got money, too. I mean, he's got a palatial Malibu estate. He's got it going on, you know. But
yeah,
you know,
right.
He doesn't
yeah.
really go out much now. He doesn't date too. He doesn't date too much either. So.
Yeah, I wonder why he waited so long to come out. Because I'm sure the society might not know, but I'm sure the family already knew by the things he said and the way he talked and the mannerisms. Because I don't care what you say. When my brother, even though he dresses like, you know, a hardcore guy, you know, and you don't know because he be hollering at girls and females, but sometimes when he's in his element and he's yelling at somebody out the car that he's attracted to, it comes out. It's that body language. It's like the voice change, the giggle change, the hand motion change. And I'll be saying, Philip, they not looking at you. They looking at me. No, shut up. You know. And we got to be fighting over guys. I said, ain't that ugly? I said, ain't that ugly?
Well, you know, when I used to. Yeah. When I used to get, you know, around my gay brothers and sisters, I changed too. I wasn't straight
uh-huh.
acting like I appear to be. I, you know, I could camp it up with them and. Honey and this and honey that and you know, I can camp it up with the best of them.
But you know, I'm gonna let Chris have this question because I got another question that has to do with RuPaul. Because I'm gonna let him ask this question first. Go ahead, Chris, baby.
All right. My question for Mark Anthony Rowe is, what advice would you give to somebody? To our audience who are listening, like the parents and the kids who went through what you went through, what advice would you give them?
Well, just the same as I've been talking about, that you don't have to suffer in silence. And, you know, you don't have to run away from home. I mean, like I said, it depends on the circumstances, of course, because everybody's different. Like I said, I was lucky. But not every gay youth out there is lucky when it comes to how they're perceived in school or how they're perceived in the family. So they have to go through what they have to go through, but they don't have to go through it alone, is what I'm saying.
Amen.
Not anymore.
That's right. There's too many resources out there, and, you know, it's out in the open. You know, before, like you said, different countries would take you out. You know, if you show someone that, you know, you was a homosexual, but, you know, to me, you know, this is my opinion. The God that I serve is a God of love, and a lot of my Christian friends think that I'm wrong for saying this, because there's a part of the Bible that being a homosexual is an abomination. But there's also a part in the Bible that said that God came for everybody, and he's always been teaching about love. He never turned anyone away. So I think that's going to be the part of the Bible that's going to show a mystery of some people. And, you know, and like I said, the love don't change. I will forever love my brother, you know, to the moon and back. And I will forever love y'all to the moon and back, because, you know, once y'all become my friend, my extended family, I'm not going to judge you, because if I be trying to judge you, y'all can turn out and judge me. And one thing I do know, I'm so grateful for RuPaul's Drag Race show to come on, because I get fashion tips.
I love that show.
What I'm saying is, man, I'm just saying, yes, I be learning from stuff, you know, so don't stop, you know, because I lose out.
Yeah.
I do like what I've seen, yeah. On
that. Yes, baby.
Yeah, and they're talking about RuPaul having his own talk show, and I said he's perfect for it. He's perfect for
Yeah, so it's better these days than what it used to be. And if you don't think people,
amen.
If you don't think the people is going to accept you, then you're holding yourself back, because a lot of people are going to love you for the person that you are, not what you're doing in the privacy of your bedroom. And that's always been my thing. You know, if you're not outside on the sidewalk humping and doing whatever, okay, because that's indecent around children and other things. But if you're home in your own environment and you're loving somebody, love them, baby, you know, because it's all about love. And, you know, Quasar's kept, that's all of my daughter. She's married. I'm glad she got a husband who's loving her, and that's all a parent really wants for their child, for someone to love their child and not put their hands on them.
Yeah. Amen to that. Yes. Amen.
Yeah. And
you don't have to turn to alcohol to soothe your pain like I did.
I went to
alcohol to soothe my pain, and I turned into an alcoholic. So you don't have to do that either.
Yeah.
No. Or drugs.
Yeah.
But
and you're right.
That's the thing of the
past. You don't have to turn to drugs. You know, pray about it. You know, go speak to some of these organizations that's out there. And if you don't know which one to go to, sometimes you got a phone book and front pages. Call some of these crisis centers. Say, look, I'm ashamed.
I'm not a big fan of those places. I'm not a big fan of those places that try to convert, you know, those Christian places, so-called, that try to convert homosexuals to heterosexuals.
Yeah,
I don't like that. It doesn't work either.
Mm-hmm.
That's another show.
Yeah, it is another show. And you know, for our guests who's listening, next week, you know, we're approaching that time saying where you're getting all your little income tax papers and stuff together, because before you know it, we'll be in 2020. Next week, we'll have a guest talking about the breaks and the shortcuts you can get if you're still paying taxes. You know, for some people lucky like me and Mark, we ain't got to pay no taxes. But for people like Chris or whoever, you know, if you're still working and paying taxes or able to file, you know, this is going to be the show for you. You need to call in and ask those questions. Like, some people don't realize that if they haven't filed in 3 years, they can go back 3 years and get paid that money, you know. So
yeah,
you need to tune in. And
that's going to be a good show. That's going to be a good show, Terry.
Yeah,
and keep all
and
your
Mark,
receipts.
Save your receipts, baby. Save your receipts. Yeah, because a lot of times people can write off, just donate stuff to a thrift store. They can write that stuff off, what they think the value is. You know, there's a lot of little loopholes that you get paid. I want to say, Mark, for being open about coming out, and also finding me a guest for September the 13th is going to be Vincent Hutchinson, and you want to listen to that show as well. It's going to be about music, and I'm going to get up out of here. And on that note, I want to thank you, both of you, my baby.
Thank you.
And we're going to do this thing again next week at the same time. So y'all take care, darling. Good night,
okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
ball, shot calling. You know how we do it. We turn nothing into something.
From the south side to the east side. From the ghetto to the high rise. Look at how we living now. Oh, yeah. Check out how we living now. Hootie to the Benzo. From the Greyhound to the limo. That's how we rolling, girl. Look at how we rolling now.
We made up something so